This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Susie was reporting this yesterday, where the back and forth in St. Paul at the Capitol on the North Star commuter rail. Talked about the North Star commuter rail a number of times, including that it never, ever made it to St. Cloud, Dave. I mean, that was the point. I guess I'm slighting Big Lake. I apologize, Big Lake. But I know Big Lake. I know St. Cloud. Big Lake, you're no St. Cloud. And I'm not suggesting St. Cloud is L.A. or Minneapolis. But we got quite a few more people in St. Cloud to Big Lake. But we never found the money, even though, I mean, how about the fact we never found the money, even though the Southwest Light Rail is already at $2.9 billion, and you know it's going over $3 billion, Dave. It's guaranteed it's going over $3 billion.
You're saying it shows how much we really care about St. Cloud here in the Metro?
I guess.
I think what matters, Chad, is the North Star Rail tried to get to St. Cloud. Okay?
Okay.
It's not always about winning and losing. It's about giving that good, solid effort.
No.
Trying hard.
No.
Thought that counts.
When I'm on a choo-choo train and I'm trying to get to St. Cloud and I don't have a car waiting for me, I don't want, you know, I like my walks. I like my outside walks. I like my house walks. I like the bump and grind out here. No, I need to get to the location. So now we're going to go with the buses. That's what we're doing, right? We're going to end this. We're going to scrap it. Is that really what we want to hear? And you need to talk because I'm about to sneeze.
I might
have held the sneeze off.
This could be. Did you fight it off?
I think I did.
Oh, good for you. Congratulations. That's not something easily done.
No, but it might pop back here soon. 2009, it started. And again, the idea was it was going to be in St. Cloud. And obviously COVID tanked it. But it wasn't a massive success before COVID either. So lost 90% of the riders during the pandemic. I'm surprised it wasn't 100%, basically. They had a total last year, North Star, 127,000. And John Kosnick has been all over this. Part of his quote, and Susie played it yesterday. Taxpayers have been forced to subsidize a rail line that continues to underperform year after year. And it's time to stop wasting $11 million annually on the project. So they could go to different ways, like Charlie Zelli's trying to talk about four other options. Extend the service to Fargo-Moorhead. We can't get it to St. Cloud. How are we all of a sudden going to Fargo-Moorhead? Then work Amtrak in. You combine the bus and train service. Then you get the push. By the way, here's a problem. There's remaining federal interest that Northstar owns is about $30 to $35 million. Because we have Fed money and we have state money in this. So then with this going on, others are saying, well, let's stop everything. You know, Southwest Light Rail is just a little over budget, 230-some%. And you have the blue, the projected blue extension, which 13.4 miles, light rail, Minneapolis to Brooklyn Park. So are we headed for a giant, enormous failure of light rail in the metro and the surrounding area, Dave? Because look at the trains right by the radio station. You're in downtown Minneapolis. You can take that U of M towards St. Paul. You can take it out towards the airport with plenty of stops. And riders are coming back a little bit. We see that data. Safety issue, still a major issue. Ernest Morales, seems like we should have learned a little more about that report. Right, Dave?
I think we got enough.
Ernie.
It's fine.
No, we didn't. Ernie was here, wasn't very visible, didn't answer many questions, then had allegations of mistreatment. He's gone, and we can't get a report publicly. We're getting very limited. I get the theory. Okay, we drove to San Diego a couple weeks ago for a long time. There were 7 miles on each side of the highway. You know how nice that is to have seven lanes of available that are available for the vehicles? Yeah. We have to consider all options. When the Uber lefties are telling me cars are going to end and this and that, just stop. Come on. Maybe we'll have more EVs. Who knows? Glad I don't have a lot of money in Tesla right now. Just see how Tesla's doing at this point. In Europe, the drop this month has been 45%. The stock's down 25%. I still think Elon can pay his bills, though. So, yeah, we have to do both. But in this state, there's zero momentum to do any more light rail, correct?
Yes. Unless you're Charlie Zelli, yes.
Do we even know if Charlie really in his heart of hearts believes this?
Are you claiming fraudulence?
I'm not. I like Charlie. I've interviewed him a number of times. I think when you're the chair of the Met Council, you're required to say, oh, we'll find a way to make this work. You like your gig? It's like when afterwards I call you and ask you about the show and I require you to say, oh, you were great, Chad. You were amazing. You were so good. You don't believe that. We don't have people on the trains. Q and I jumped on the train, what was it, about 6 weeks ago on a day off. And it was very quiet. And there were a couple things that I did not want Quentin any part of. But 90% of the folks were fine. Some others were causing issues. Let's leave it that way. Whether it was illegal or just harassing. So We know we're low on law enforcement. We know we don't have as many people working in the downtowns. We know we have more people working at home or wherever they might be. We know it's extraordinarily expensive. We know the initial estimates are extraordinarily expensive. And then it goes way over the extraordinary expenses, oh, multiple times. Is light rail, simply put, dead in the metro area, Dave Harrigan? Is it done?
Are you suggesting the tracks are going to be pulled up? We're going to have zero trains, or that we keep it as is and stop adding on?
Well, we're not adding on. That's a given, right?
Well, just wait. They'll find a project for you.
No, they won't.
I would prefer they don't.
There's no momentum.
I mean, at the time, it made sense, certainly, from the airport, Mall of America, to downtown. Okay, I get it. I get why you think, why many people would think that would be important. That's fine. It probably made sense to do it between St. Paul and Minneapolis. Does that even make sense now? I don't think so.
No.
Campus into downtown, sure.
Yeah.
But all the way from St. Paul down to university? No, that doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense right now. So, no. I think, you know, we're not New York. We're not Chicago. We're not, you know, these places where a subway and a train system can work great because, you know, hundreds of thousands of people can move easily across this, you know, massive metropolitan area.
And like you just said, it's been woven into the fabric of how the neighborhood is laid out.
Yes, and the neighborhoods are just that much more dense than we have. Sorry, we are a suburban town. We have people that live downtown.
And more so now because of the pandemic.
Correct. Yes. Yes, suburban, exurban, if we want to use that term. Mm-hmm. And you know what? To build a single track in one direction that I believe they're pretty hard to move once you get them down, Chad. I'm fairly confident in that.
Yes. You don't just pick them up.
Yeah.
It's not like a Lego.
To do that and say, well, we got this great train. You're going to have to drive and then park there and then take the slow train downtown versus, you know, rapid bus. You know, if you have a million different bus routes that can move, that can be flexible. You know, in 10 years, the population that's coming from this area of town.
The portable.
Yes.
The portable light rail you're suggesting.
Well, yes, just, you know, something where you can change the route. So, you know, a lot of people were riding it at this time. They're not anymore. But I see a lot more people are wanting to ride it over there. So let's send a route over there. It's a lot easier than building a new track.
If we all just had light rail right from our homes to wherever we were going, that'd be fun.
Be a good deal.
Don't think it works that way. 651-461-9226. Jason joins the mix when we come back on Newstalk 830 WCCO.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's A-L-M-I-C-I-D.
TrueCrimeAcd.com.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good way to finish. We're about to be done. Jason's going to take you home. Among the texts and a bevy of them on light rail, can we look back on who said it was a bad idea from the beginning and why people didn't listen on the rail line? I think it's fair, but we also have to say, Dave, the pandemic played an enormous part in this.
Of course it did.
I'm not suggesting it was brilliant, it was flawless, it was perfect before. But the pandemic completely changed. I mean, when we're saying on the North Star side that ridership dropped 98%. Because of the pandemic, it's playing a rather large role. Jason's in the mix. A number of people also saying on light rail how they have enjoyed it is going to the Twins game, because who knows where the Wolves are playing in 5-10 years.
True.
But right now, if you want to head to Target Center and Target Field, the way everything comes together with the parking lots there, the surface lots there, the highways there, and the light rail options, that's pretty good. But you're not going to spend that much money for just the Twins, Wolves, and concerts. I don't think so.
No, but there is a value where you say, look, I think we should be done, right? I think we should be done and pause it for sure until we figure out, like, what the heck.
Is it ever worth it again?
Right, right. And, like, does the kind of spoken hub system we've designed, is that how people are living anymore? Does it make sense? I don't know.
Nope, they're not.
Yeah, I just think we have so, like, I love the train. I do. I know, like, conservatives have decided they love the bus because it's so flexible. It's like, you guys really just mostly hate all of this stuff. Let's be real.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Like, oh, buses really are better. Like, no, the reality.
Overflow conservatives, yeah, like, on the buses.
Okay. Give me a break. But the reality is, people are not coming to work every day. And that was, wasn't that sort of the goal? Like, we were going to maybe reduce some congestion, get some cars off the road. And that's not happening. Now, that North Star thing was stupid from day one. I thought this was ridiculous. Like, oh.
Got to go to St. Cloud or else what's the
yes
point? I mean,
and even that, you're like, the problem in this community is that it is so reasonable to park in downtown. So even if you're paying $225 a month, it is difficult to make the math work where people say, yeah, I'd rather take the bus. Because what does that cost? I just think it's tough to make it work.
One last thing. You went to Timberlake last night with your boy.
Yeah.
He played 8,000 songs from the album that no one has bought.
Correct. Infinity Sax was unneeded. I'll tell you that. Yeesh.
Yeah. Were you okay with that? I mean, he's trying to sell it. At what point does somebody say, I put in a lot of work, it's not working, I'm going to play more of my standard?
More of the hits. We're going to talk about this at 4 o'clock. I think it's a tough question when you have an artist who's been around for 20, 25 years.
Yep.
I just want the hits. I'll be honest. Like, I don't care what you want. Entertain me. Play the hits.
Yeah. That's Jason's philosophy.
Entertain me.
Each day.
That's right.
Entertain him. Doesn't care about you.